फ्रेंड्स, वर्ल्ड क्लास मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, चैप्टर नंबर 5, द नेम ऑफ द चैप्टर इज सिंगल मिनट एक्सचेंज ऑफ डाइज, SMED, सिंगल मिनट एक्सचेंज ऑफ डाइज. नो, यू मे बी वंडरिंग व्हाट इज दिस. नाउ व्हेन वी मेक द सेटअप चेंज, वी आर स्पेंडिंग लॉट ऑफ टाइम. Actually, we have said in our chapter number 1, 2, 3, 4 that we should try to make every minute value added, and we should not waste any time in non-value added things. When we change the dial, when we change the setup, that setup change should happen in minimal time. That is the idea is that we want to change the dial, we should do it in single minute. Now, single minute is not possible, or it is very difficult, but we can do it in minimal time, like 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes also, as fast as possible. That is the idea of single minute exchange of dial. What is SMED? Single minute exchange of dials is a process used to greatly reduce the time it takes to complete equipment changeover. That is what I said. Equipment changeover time should be as less as possible. The term single minute implies that every changeover should take less than 10 minutes or single digits minute, like 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like that. Toyota purchased multiple presses and began working on rapid changeover processes. The effort led to a reduction in the changeover time from 2 to 8 hours. Earlier, they were taking change of setup time 2 to 8 hours, where they were losing production. They reduced the changeover time from 2 to 8 hours to just 15 minutes in 1960s to 3 minutes a decade later, and to 180 seconds only in 1990s. Because in that, they could make production. Productive activity they were able to do. SMED was officially developed by Japanese industrial engineer Shigeo Shingo. He was an outstanding Toyota employee who moved to the United States and became a lean manufacturing consultant. Shingo's process led to an average reduction in changeover times of 94% across multiple industries. Closely associated is a yet more difficult concept, one-touch exchange of the dial, OTED, from single-minute exchange of dial, they came to one-touch exchange of dial, OTED, OTED, which says changeovers can and should take less than 100 seconds. Unbelievable, is it not? Changeover should take less than 100 seconds only. In an SMED process, changeovers are comprised of steps or elements, the two types of elements, internal and external. Please understand this very clearly. Internal element, external element. What is internal? Internal elements must be completed when the equipment is stopped. That means when the machine is not running, when the equipment is not running, that time you have to do some changeover time. That is called as internal element. Internal elements must be completed when the equipment is stopped. External element can be completed while the equipment is running, while the equipment is making production. While the equipment is making production, that time we can do the changeover. That is external element that which can be completed while the equipment is running. Very important. Internal element must be completed when the equipment is stopped. External element can be completed while the equipment is making production, it is running. Now, what is the main goal of SMED is to have as many external elements as possible. That means the activity of setup change should continue when the machine is running. So, to have as many external elements as possible while streamlining and simplifying all other elements. Very interesting. Basics of SMED. Changeover time should be reduced and external activity should be done. Improving the changeover times by an average of 94% may be difficult to comprehend. But consider one of the most popular SMED example. Formula car racing pit crews use certain techniques to drastically lessen, that means reduce the time it takes to change a tire. Because formula car, you have to change the tire frequently. A normal changeover, 15 minutes for one tire. The pit crews takes about 15 seconds to change four tires. Unbelievable. The crew takes 15 seconds only to change all four tires. Pit crews use SMED technique, doing everything they can before the pit stop begins, using a coordinator team performing multiple roles simultaneously. That means their preparation is so beautiful that actual change of tire, all four tires, takes only 15 seconds. What they do? Maximum elements, they do the external while the car is running. That time they do the preparation. And so actually changeover of tires takes only 15 seconds. History of SMED is like this. The development involved intensive study, improvement of setup operations in many factories and industries, facilitated by recognition that setup can be categorized. Internal setup, that is, machine must stop to perform the operation. External setup, machine can be kept running whilst operations are performed. Setup operations are performed. SMED aims to minimize internal setup time. That means internal setup time must be as less as possible because that time machine is stopped. External set, all other elements can be converted from internal to external. Dr. Shigeo Shingo is known as the father of SMED, developed in the late 1950s, and Pokayoke, and also known for developing the just-in-time concept, which I have already explained. Pokayoke also I have explained, just-in-time also I have explained. And who is the father of all these? He is Dr. Shigeo Shingo, a very, very great person. He used SMED to reduce the lot size of Toyota cars and the setup time of hull assembly on a 65,000 ton super tanker, setting a record in shipbuilding in 1956. Toyota noticed the most difficult tools to change were the dies on the large transfer line processes that make various parts of a vehicle's body. What was the problem? The dies had to be changed within the production of each car model, which weighed several tons and needed to be set onto the presses with tolerances of less than 1 millimeter only. So how it is possible? Observing the changeover process very minutely, Toyota engineers noticed the process entailed stopping the press line and initiating the changeover, which took from 12 hours to 3 days. Look, just to change the die, 12 hours production is lost. How can we tolerate it? Other reasons for considering SMED implementation associated with long changeover times are large lot production waste. Large batches are produced to reduce the number of changeovers. That means just to save number of changeovers, we were producing large batches. Again, it is opposite of our earlier discussion of lean production. So, changeovers as setup times are usually long, leading to overproduction, excess inventory, customer waiting time, defects, transport, motion challenges, loss of space in the warehouse. So, it is very difficult. Just to reduce the number of changeovers, we were producing large batches. So, this is changing customer needs. Customers are seeking an over-increasing variety of products that are available when they want them. Product life cycles are being compressed as innovation becomes a key. Shorter time scales are required to facilitate these needs in both the design and development cycle in production. The concept of time. Company looks to deliver on time in full. On time in full. OTIF. O-T-I-F. On time in full. This is a concept. So company looks to deliver on time in full. Full means in full quantity to production, to customers. Economically, it is advantageous if process lead time to produce the product is short. This we have discussed. Many time consuming activities do not add value to products. SMED can facilitate to ensure that necessary NVA, non-value added activity, occurs concurrently with value added activity. That means while the machine is running, we can do the setup change. Non-value added activity can be done with concurrently with VA activity. Factors to consider for SMED. Every company that deals with changeovers can benefit from SMED, but it is important to determine whether it should be top priority by analyzing data such as overall equipment effectiveness. This I will discuss when I will come to total productive maintenance, overall equipment effectiveness. That means machine downtime. Now, machine downtime and also SMED, we have to see which is more important. Specifically, the OE loss categories. Collect this data for a couple of weeks to check if changeovers comprise at least 20% of this time. SMED will be a good process. That means changeovers, if they are at least 20% of the total downtime of the machine, SMED will be a good process to implement, else focus on total productive maintenance. Total productive maintenance, we are trying to reduce the downtime. When we are trying to reduce the downtime, then it is not required that SMED is, but if the SMED takes only 20% of the downtime, then it will be a very good process. Capture a baseline. Changeover time is measured from the last good part of the previous job, normal production speed, to the first good part of the next job at normal production speed. Once how to measure changeover time is known, create a baseline by recording a video of normal changeover. That means while normal changeover is happening, make a video of normal changeover. Ask questions. Having an inquisitive mindset and asking how every element can be made external is the best way for SMED teams. That means when we see the video, just ask yourself, how many elements of these can be made external? That means how many things can be done when the machine is actually running so that we don't lose any production. The questions can help the SMED team. Can this particular element be done with minimal change while the machine is running? How can we convert the internal element into external one? External means activity when the machine is running. So our all focus or concentration should be how these changeover elements can be converted from internal to external. Clear focus. Make a video, observe the video, and ask yourself. Machine is stopped and we are doing the changeover. Then ask, can these internal elements, that means elements while machine is stopped, can these internal elements be converted into external elements? How can the element be simplified, streamlined, and completed in less time? SMD programs standardize processes by using single point lessons for continuity. Treat instructions as living documents by having a process in place to continuously update them as needed. Focus on human improvements. Implementing SMD programs should require you to consider two categories of improvement. A human category, which is achieved through organization and preparation, and a technical category, which is attained through engineering and optimization. Human improvements can be made by defining roles, defining metrics, improving accountability, offering training, coaching, and brainstorming sessions on immediate improvement ideas, and creating standardized work instructions. Then you can improve the human elements. Other human factors include keeping parts near the changeover areas at all times, labeling known equipment settings, and eliminating waiting and unnecessary motion, which is non-value added. Other improvements included scheduling the die changes in standard sequences as new car models moved through the plant, ensuring all tools needed for the die change processes were nearby only so that we don't waste any time, and scheduling the overhead cranes so the new die would be ready to go as the old ones were being removed. Here, what we are discussing is reduce the time of changing the die. Implementing SMD. Step 1. Identify a pilot area. First thing to consider before implementing SMD is a pilot project such that the changeover time is short to fully understand and long to show significant improvement. Find out whether the changeover time is short, whether the changeover time is long. There are multiple variations in changeover times. Some are very, very short, some are very, very long. There are multiple chances to do the changeover weekly. Employees in the proposed pilot area are engaged and motivated. It is important to get everyone on board for the SMD project. That includes all employees associated with the selection process and those who will work on the changeover. Step 2. Identify elements. Internal elements, external elements. After the pilot area has been determined, it is time to work with the SMD team to identify all the changeover elements, internal and external. What is internal? The activity when the machine is stopped. External means the activity when the machine is running. The most effective ways to visualize every step is by videotaping. As I earlier said, make a video, see the video, observe the video, focus on the video. Videotaping the full changeover as it is currently performed, and with the team record lists of each element, reorder as needed. Reorder means make the order of the elements. Include a detailed description of each task performed and how long each task take. For example, task number 1 is taking 1 minute, like that. How long each task takes to complete? Some things to keep in mind. a typical changeover results in about 30 to 50 elements. Let us say 30 to 50 elements. Capture both human and equipment elements. Many elements are human, can be easily optimized. While videotaping, a baseline changeover, have multiple team members observe and take notes. Compare their notes with what you discover while watching the video, breaking it down to ensure that nothing is missed. Once step 2 is finished, you will have a complete list of all changeover elements with a description and time for each. Then, very important, step 3. Separate external elements. Question: can this element be performed while the machine is running? Very, very important question actually. Can this 30 to 50 elements, for every element ask this question. Can this element be performed while the machine is running? Maybe by human or maybe by technical means. This is the question the team needs to ask of each element documented in step 2. An element in the changeover process that can be completed with little or no change while the machine is running must be identified and labeled as external. See, out of 30 to 50 elements, by some brainstorming, you can do many elements while the machine is running. Very important here. Elements usually considered external may include retrieval and inspection of parts, tools and materials, any cleaning tasks that can be done while the SMAD process is on, quality checks can be done when the machine is running. Once step 3 is completed, there will be an updated list of changeover elements divided into external elements before changeover, internal elements during changeover, external elements after changeover. Step 4. Convert internal elements to external elements. Which internal elements can be converted to external elements? That means elements while the machine is running. This question must be at the forefront of everyone's mind as you go through the changeover process with a fine-tooth comb. Breaking down the question even further, the team might ask, if there is a way to make this element external, what would it be and how can we do it? What's left after this evaluation is a list of elements that require further actions. Prioritize this list so that the elements with the most promising results are dealt with first. In other words, perform a cost-benefit analysis on each element from the list. In this case, cost is measured by the labor, of course, and materials you will need to make the necessary changes. While the benefit is measured by the time that will be removed from the changeover once the element is converted. Because once the element is converted from internal to external, so benefit is measured by the time that will be removed from the changeover. Consider the following techniques to convert internal into external. How we will do it? You must be wondering that, okay, we have to do this, we have to do this. But how? Advance preparation. Preparing parts in advance, keeping them in a ready-to-go status can cut a significant amount of time. That means very good preparation in advance. Keep the parts ready to go. That is one thing. Very important. Then, make adjustments prior to changeover. All adjustments to be done prior to the changeover. Consider using duplicate jigs for performing alignment. Other adjustments before the changeover process begins. That means we don't waste time in changeover because that time machine is running. So before changeover process begins, consider using duplicate jigs for performing alignment and other adjustments. What is our focus? Is changeover process should take minimum time, and that too it should be done when the machine is running. Don't change your mind. Don't remove your focus from that particular changeover process, which is to be converted from internal to external. Equipment modification. Modify equipment to make it safer to perform tasks while the machine is running. For example, cleaning. All cleaning you can do while the machine is running. So it can be an external activity. Then modularize equipment, equipment portability, and customization can reduce the number of interfaces, resulting in significantly faster changeover time. Changeover time must be faster. Once the step 4 is completed, you must be left with a new list of changeover elements that includes fewer internal elements, because they will remain, and more external elements, which are performed either before a changeover or after the changeover. Whatever you want to do it before the changeover, do it after the changeover, and do it when the machine is running, so that productive time is not lost. Step 5, streamline remaining elements. Finally, the SMED team should review the remaining elements on the list with the focus of simplifying them too, so that they can be done in less time. Since the goal is to reduce changeover time, focus, concentration to reduce changeover time. Give priority to internal elements before moving to the external. Some of the easiest ways to streamline elements include replacing bolts with quick releases, functional clamps, eliminate adjustments with standard numerical settings, using center lines and shims to standardize die sizes, cut down motion by adjusting the layout of workspaces. Layout of workspaces is very important. We have discussed already. Standardize hardware to use fewer tools. Reduce waiting times. Another technique for streamlining processes is to create simultaneous operations. Multiple operations can perform a task simultaneously. Pay close attention to hazards and safety issues, and ensure work is carefully choreographed and standardized. Once step 5 is completed, update the standardized work instructions of the changeover. SMED teams should avoid a few pitfalls. Failure to organize, very, very clear. After separating external elements, that is step 3, the team should address who will perform these external elements. Operator, dedicated setup person, combination. Organization also means effectively rearranging the areas around the equipment so it is optimized for minimal motion. Staging areas for dies and other materials should be identified nearby and ready to go for the next job. First pitfall was failure to organize. Next is not standardizing new processes. Then making unnecessary equipment investments. Another thing to keep in mind is that not all equipment manufacturers take SMED into account when designing assets. This leads to a more complicated changeover. So it should be actually done in the designing stage only. Particularly with high automated operations where multiple processes are combined into one line. So there are so many pitfalls. First is failure to organize, not standardizing new processes, making unnecessary equipment investments. And another thing is that not all equipment manufacturers take SMED into account. Actually, they must take SMED account. That means machine set over change over time must be reduced. That should be done in design stage by the equipment manufacturer. And we must insist upon them to do this. Pitfalls are failure to maintain equipment. Setting up a poorly maintained equipment is more difficult than the alternative. More experienced or highly skilled employees will be needed, and achieving the required accuracy will be really challenging. Maintenance technicians are seen as overhead. Actually, it should not be done. Maintenance is a very important thing. And maintenance technicians are seen as overhead, and their numbers have reduced in efforts to cut costs. This is very, very bad. Maintenance is to be given top priority. Equipment is kept running even when due for preventive maintenance, resulting in run to failure maintenance. Yes, many times it has happened in our career. Making unnecessary equipment investments. Benefits of SMED: lower inventory, improved machine startups, quicker delivery, improved quality, lower manufacturing cost, greater equipment productivity. Factors affecting overall equipment effectiveness, that is OEE: availability, downtime, equipment breakdowns, setup and adjustment of equipment performance, idling, minor stoppages of equipment, equipment continually running at reduced speed, reduced quality startup, overall quality losses due to equipment. So, aim is to reduce all the 6 big losses. Summary: SMED, single minute exchange of die, can be used to reduce the changeover time in many industries. Manufacturing industries, logistics, service industry. SMED enables a controlled, safer and less arduous setup process. Inventory reduction, equipment efficiency, lower inventory, work in progress. Greater floor space, produce smaller batches economically. Facilitates increase in overall equipment effectiveness. Reduce non-value added activity. Reduce trials and adjustments on startup. Thank you.